Hi, this is Will Crost. I'm a flight paramedic with St. Vincent Medical University, Ohio, and St. Rita's Medical Center Life Flight in Toledo, Ohio. One of the cases that I had quite a few years back involved a semi-truck that went over a bridge embankment about 25 feet onto some railroad tracks lying below. It was one of those cases that just sticks with you forever. It was a young woman, her husband, and a small child, actually 9-month-old baby. When we arrived on scene, the scene was pretty chaotic, and the first patient we arrived to was the 9-month-old, who was in full cardiac arrest. We worked the child for a very short period of time, pronounced him dead shortly thereafter, proceeded then to manage both the mother and the father. The mother we managed, I had intubated, and we shipped off to one of the tertiary facilities in our region. And then shortly thereafter, well, actually about 6 hours after, we were able to finally get the husband extricated from the truck after having surgical amputations done by an orthopedic surgeon from the Medical University of Ohio, Dr. Ibrahim. And when he did surgical amputations of lower extremities, we could finally get the father out of the vehicle. The interesting part about this case is that I was several years later doing a keynote address at one of the state conferences. And while there, one of the other speakers at the conference, a guy named Mike Grill, who's a really personable, friendly guy, and Scotty Bulleter, same way, had invited several of the people that were working at the conference to come over and sort of hang with us for the night, have dinner with us. We went out and talked and had a great time. And as the night progressed, we ended up finding out that one of the young women from the conference that was with us, Maria, had been intubated years past, and we started talking about her story and came to find out that I had actually intubated Maria at that scene, and her son was the child that I pronounced dead. The really interesting part about that, and I think the great point to this, is that I would have never met Maria had Mike Grill and Scott Bulleter not taken the initiative to bring her over and kind of sit with us, hang out with us. And I guess the big lesson is that you never know whose path you're going to cross. But to me, this was just an incredible case, and one that, as I said, had always stuck with me from the beginning of my career. I always wondered why the baby had never been in the car seat. When we got there, the car seat came out completely unscathed. There was nothing wrong with it. And was able to talk to Maria and find out that the reason that it occurred was because she was in the back of the semi-truck feeding the baby, nursing the baby, when the truck went off the bridge. And so there were questions answered for me. I think there was a great deal of closure for her. I wasn't going to do the case, ended up presenting the case as the closing keynote, and I think that created a lot of healing for Maria and was just a great experience all the way around.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.